Okay, I'll start off just reading you guys the injury report. Jacoby Ford did not practice today, still with the foot. Jerron Kreiner was limited in practice with the ankle. Denarius Moore was limited with the hamstring. Seymour was limited with the knee. Carlisle was limited with a back. These players had full participation. Sebastian Janikowski with a groin. David Osbury's shoulder. Brandon Myers' shoulder. And Stefan Wisniewski, calf. So that's pretty much where we stand injury-wise.
How encouraging to get Moore out there?
Was very encouraging. He moved around pretty well today. We're going to keep taking a look at him and keep evaluating him. The good news is we don't have to make any type of decision until game day. So I thought he moved around well today, though.
You anticipate he'll probably go on like that all the way up to game day to what you...
Yeah, we won't make any decision till game day on him. But it was encouraging the way he moved around.
But Stefan Wisniewski's full participation,
that was good. Yeah. That was very encouraging, especially since he's missed a lot of time. It was good for him to get out here and get some work in. So, listen, anytime you get a chance to get guys back out here practicing, it's a good thing.
Can he make up enough to start this game?
Well, we'll see. We're going to evaluate, just like everything else, we'll evaluate him as he goes throughout the week, and we'll put the best player that gives us a chance to win the game on Monday, and we'll do that every week.
How did Hagan look out there, and can his time here last year help him at all, or has too much change?
Well, he's got a little familiarity with the people. The system's different. But I thought for first day out here in a new system, I thought he did some good things. So that was encouraging. Yeah, well, I mean, it's, obviously we want to have contingency plans if guys aren't able to play. So we brought him in, he did a nice job, and I think he'll be ready to go if we need to call on him on Monday night.
Kobe said the other day he was hoping to get an update this week. He's back to the doctor. Did you guys get anything?
We haven't gotten any update on him. It's basically still the same. We'll see where he's at later in the week.
Obviously, it's not an exact science, but when you decide to activate a guy like Denarius, do you say, we'll activate him and he could play partial? I mean, how do you piecemeal his participation once you activate him?
Well, I mean, we won't make that decision until we get closer to game day because we don't know where he's at, conditioning standpoint and, getting the timing down and all that kind of good stuff. So we'll make that decision, and we'll make the decision that we think's best for us and gives us the best chance to win.
The appeal of Hagan, besides
the fact
that he came out a good workout, what are the attributes?
Well, he's a veteran player. He's been around. And the fact that he had a nice workout.
When you look at San Diego, what they do with their offense in the passing game, what type of challenges do they present for your secondary? Not just the Gates, but the receivers they've added.
A lot. I mean, this is a talented offense. It's been a talented offense. Coach Turner does a great job of calling the game. And he really stresses, your defense and your rules. And they're a vertical passing game. They like to get the ball down the field, and they got a lot of weapons to get the ball to. So we've got our work cut out for us defensively, trying to keep the ball in front of us.
Given this the changeover, particularly on defense in terms of the system, you've seen this would be your best opportunity to really surprise somebody. Do you think that looking back on Denver and what we did last year can help San Diego at all?
Oh, I'm sure they're doing their homework. No different than we've done our homework. I'm sure they're looking at everything that they think we could possibly do and trying to get a gauge on, what they're going to see on Monday night. So it's always a chess match, and both staffs are doing, I'm sure, everything they can to try to figure out what the other team's going to do.
How much do you enjoy that part of it in terms of the...
Well, that's, that's part of why you do it. I mean, it's a challenge, obviously, the game is played out by the players on the field, but part of the way that we compete as coaches is we try to, see if we can put together a game plan that makes it hard on them to execute. So when I say them, I'm talking about the other team executing.
Do you find sometimes that it's that you can put too much emphasis on what the other guy does as opposed to what you're doing? Is that kind of what the balance that you have to
say? Well, listen, we're going to do what we do, okay? And you can't reinvent the wheel every single week. You've got certain things that you do, certain concepts that you think are effective, and that's what we're going to do. And we're going to try to do the best that we can to get our guys prepared to execute our game plan against what San Diego likes to do.
What kind of collection are you expecting out of Brandon Myers, your guy at tight end?
I'm expecting him to produce like an NFL tight end. That's why he's here. And so now I don't know what those numbers are. That's not for me to determine. I'm not going to put a ceiling on him. But I expect him to play like an NFL caliber tight end. That's what he is.
How excited are you to get this underway finally after all the preseason, the training camp, and the time you got hired? I mean, this must be a pretty exciting moment for you.
Well, it's not about me. It's about this team. It's about this organization. I think all of us are excited about getting started, getting a chance to play on Monday night. And, you know, this is what you put all the time and effort and all the work into to get to these games. And that's why we do it. And so we're all excited about getting started.
So you're practicing evening on Saturday? You're just trying to get their body clocks kind of ready
for
the game?
Just getting ready for a Monday night game. So I've done that before and had success doing that, and we're going to do it again this week.
The Chargers picked up Kevin Hatton. Think that might be some gamesmanship going on there, and is that a concern?
Oh, it's not a concern. I don't know whether it's gamesmanship or not. I'm sure they're trying to do everything they can to help themselves win the game, and that's what we try to do. That's what we all try to do. It's part of the league. It happens, you know, every week, and you know, we just go and prepare and get ready to play whoever's on the field.
Does it make you prepare any differently knowing that they have a guy over there that might?
No, I don't think so. Not really. We're gonna play against the defensive players that they put on the field from an offensive perspective, and we're gonna play against the offensive players they put on the field from a defensive perspective. So, you know, I don't know that it really changes a whole lot as far as what we do preparation wise.
Carson and Darren will be playing their first regular season game together at the same time as Raiders. What does you've seen them together obviously in the off season and through the preseason. How much better can Darren make Carson and vice versa?
Well, I think we all feed off of each other. I think you know, Carson can make the wide receivers, the tight ends, the backs, the fullbacks, he can make them better. The offensive line can make those same people better. We all feed off of each other, and the more good players that we can have out on the field, the better we're all going to be. So the fact that we got those two guys out there together is a good thing.
Is the offense where you want it to be, or is there still?
Well, I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it. We're not where we want to be, and we never will be there, because we strive for perfection. And it's a constant growth process is what this is. Am I pleased with the progress that we've made? Absolutely. Are we a finished product and where we need to be? No. And we won't ever stop till you know, trying to get there.
Is it logical to say, I mean, certainly when you look at the preseason record you guys had, I mean, whether you guys were 4-0 or what was it, 1-3, I mean, does that make a difference? Or?
The records in the preseason have no bearing on how the regular season goes. So that's behind us. We're ready to move on. And we're excited about the opportunity of the upcoming season.
How big is the
secondary? Specifically, Rashawn Taysom has struggled a little bit early on. How have you seen this progression?
I think as they've all kind of gotten used to the system and gotten used to playing beside each other and get a little bit of a feel for where people are going to be, how people like to react to different situations. I've seen growth there. And just like I talked about on offense, same thing on defense. We've got to continue to grow. And it'll be a growth process this entire season. We're not going to rest. We're going to keep trying to get better every day.
But then by adding your two guys late, Anson and Adams, is that a statement that's probably the area of most concern?
I don't know if it's the area of most concern. It's an area that we want to upgrade. But, you know, we're gonna look at this team throughout the year, and we're going to do anything and everything we can to get better. If that means bringing in another player, we're going to bring in another player. That's just part of the process, because our goal is to be the best team and the best organization that we can be, and we'll do whatever we got to do to get that done.
As it stands now, is it Adams and Taiwan?
We're still evaluating on who's going to be the guy on Monday night, but obviously they're back there.
How big is the surprise factor week one? Teams really try to catch you off guard. Is that a big part of it or not?
You're going to see some things that are going to be a little bit different. But in reality, teams are who they are. They're not going to come out and all of a sudden be something totally different. But, yeah, we got to be ready on offense, defense, and in the kicking game for any type of unscouted looks that we hadn't seen. And at the end of the day, we have to apply our rules and play it out.
Is that more so an edge for you guys since you have a new staff and pretty much a new look this year?
I don't know if it's an edge or not. I mean, they go to work every day too, so I'm sure they got a few new wrinkles for us.
Does that do it, everybody? Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, guys.